Hey, this is Glenn Mann, and on this edition of Glenn is Talking Man from New York, we're going to be talking about UFOs, Batman, Oprah, and gender reveal parties. That's right, folks. So, before we do that, we got to try to pay some bills, or at least buy the host a cup of coffee. So stay tuned to hear a word about our sponsor, and then it's on to the episode. So, folks, we're going to talk about UFOs. Now, you may have heard about, or you may have seen the 60 Minutes report the other evening with interviews with ex-military officials regarding the phenomenon of UFOs that have sort of, I guess, increased over the years, where officials and experts saying they don't quite know what's going on, but several encounters that... you know, pilots have had or strange things on radar with objects that seem to defy our sort of limit, our sort of knowledge of technology and how it works. So everyone's kind of like, what does this mean? Does this mean some country like China or Russia has some secret technology that we just don't know about? Are the aliens real? Are aliens real and visiting the Earth? Are all these people on drugs that are seeing these things? These are the questions people want to know. And there's so many different, you know, theories about what's going on. And then there's the theory that the conspiracy is a conspiracy itself. That it's all this is a big disinformation campaign. Who really knows what's going on? But first of all, if you were an alien from an advanced civilization with advanced technology, why would you be visiting Earth? Like, come on, have you been to this place lately? Have you seen what's been going on here? Not the exact vacation destination of the cosmos, if you're asking me, in my opinion. So, like, okay, so who knows? Maybe they're just here to check out our entertainment options. So, you know, that's... if you believe in aliens, right? If they're visiting. And what do these aliens want from us? If they are aliens, what do they need something? And, well, there have been so many theories, right? One theory, which first time I heard this theory was like maybe 15 years ago. It was a late night television, a televangelist. And you may have heard this theory about aliens really being demons from heaven. Have you ever heard of fallen angels that cast out of heaven and crash landed on God Jupiter or whatever? Which, now, like I said, first time I heard this crazy theory was like late night television, the televangelist. He was like, well, you know, the fallen angels, when they fell from heaven and they landed and they built the ships and then they came to visit the Earth. Okay, seriously. Now, let's entertain this idea. If fallen angels were able to build ships, wouldn't they just go back to heaven and be like, roll up on God and be like, yo, what's up now? Like, oh, really? You didn't think you see us again, right? They'd be like, we back. So that's another thing. Now, I think the most interesting thing about this is that it used to be kind of cool to believe in, like, aliens, like the X-Files, right? The truth is out there. But now it's kind of lame, really, because it'd be like, almost every crazy person on the internet now believes in something out there. It's not cool anymore. It's not the thing. Everyone believes in aliens or child eating elites and all crazy stuff going on. So like this almost feels like reductive now. Like, oh, okay, sure, big deal, aliens. So enough about those guys. Let's talk to some matters here on Earth. AT&T, the telecommunications giant, is getting out of the entertainment business. It is spinning off WarnerMedia. WarnerMedia, of course, it's a company which contains Warner Brothers Film Studio, HBO, DC Comics, the Turner Broadcasting Networks, CNN, TNT, TCM. Now, this is only a few short years after acquiring these assets in a huge media deal by $85 billion. So they're spinning off this, and it's going to be merging with Discovery. With Discovery, was the Discovery Channel, Travel Channel, HGTV, and OWN, Oprah's television network. That's right, folks. Oprah's going to be in the same corporate family as Batman. You could just imagine the possibilities. You get a Joker, and you get a Joker, and sorry, that's a bad joke. But still, there's going to be so many opportunities. It's going to be like 90 Day Fiance with Superman and Lois Lane. You can just imagine the amazing things that are going to happen. And for those listening who like, what's 90 Day Fiance? You should check it out. It's a crazy, ridiculously popular franchise on TLC. It's about people who get this visa called the K-1 visa that Americans can get to bring a fiance over from another country. But once you bring them over here, you've only got 90 days. You got 90 days to marry them. If you don't marry them in 90 days, they got to go. They got to go home. They got to get on a plane, a boat, whatever. But they got to go. I don't know. Maybe the Riddler made up this idea of U.S. immigration. But it's really interesting. So, you know. But these corporate mergers, especially when you're dealing with this particular company, which used to be known as Time Warner. Of course, AOL Time Warner back in the day was one of the biggest corporate mergers, also considered one of the biggest failures. Because basically a internet company, a dial-up internet company, but one of the biggest media companies in the world, right? And AOL now, which is still around, but definitely a shell of itself, definitely not a major player. Yeah, I think most people, but a lot of people still have AOL. A lot of people in places in the country where they don't have broadband still have dial-up, which feels like torture to me. I can't imagine having to use dial-up in 2021. That would feel like having to use an outhouse. Now, I thought mentioning the teaser about gender reveal. Now, gender reveal parties, you've heard about them, you've seen them. Most of the time, the stories about them end in some kind of calamity. So, I think it was the other day, a man who set off a huge explosion, which, caused, a mini earthquake, felt many times in New Hampshire, turned himself into the police, a man named Anthony Spinelli. Set off about 80 pounds of explosive material back in April. And look, there've been so many stories about gender reveal parties gone wrong. There's been people who've been killed, people who have died, people who've been maimed, people who are seriously hurt. They're extremists. It's terrorism. It is domestic terrorism, gender reveal parties. And there's nothing else you can say about it. And we need to do laws. We need to create a task force, maybe even a new government agency to deal with this nonsense. And look, why? Why is this even a thing? What has happened to baby showers? And why is everything so sort of convoluted and complicated? Because Americans really love an excuse to get together and drink and eat cake, which isn't, I don't have nothing against that. That sounds cool, but I mean, maybe we should just have a day once a month, a legal holiday called Eat Cake and Get Drunk Day. And you can celebrate whatever you want. You can celebrate a baby being born. You can celebrate paying your cable bill on time. You can celebrate getting a new pair of sneakers, but Eat Cake and Get Drunk Day would be a national monthly holiday where you can just get all your foolishness out the way and there have to be any big things, because Americans are always desperately looking for a reason to have a good time. So why not just give that to them? Right? I think they would really embrace it, really in sort of, you know, get into it. Mentioned in the previous episode about the whole debate about labor shortages and companies having a hard time finding workers and the blame being placed on extended unemployment benefits. So there was a story, I think it was on Fox News, that Applebee's is offering people who apply for jobs free appetizers. Wow. That's like so amazing. Like really, like wow, that's gonna really push someone, that's gonna really push them over the edge. I mean, maybe you could just give them more money, you know, something like that. I mean, really, appetizers? I mean, come on now. It's getting a little ridiculous, a little desperate out there now. But, you know, look, summer is approaching. It's going to be hot. I think it's going to be a crazy summer because people are getting out there and people, look, I was walking around yesterday in Manhattan and there's a lot of horny people. Let's just put it that way. That can't really be discreet and saying it. There's a lot of people who are just, they've been cooped up and locked up and they're just ready to on the go on the prowl and growl and do whatever. People talk about would they be pandemic babies during the lockdowns of 2020? I think 2021, you're going to see a lot of babies being made. You know, people are going to be getting it on, you know, mask down, condoms on, maybe, hopefully, or not, if they're making babies, but there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. In this crazy summer here in New York, you know, mayor's race and the mayor acting crazy. I mean, he's not acting crazy. He's eating food on TV and he's dressed up like a basketball player and basketball items. And well, I don't know what's going on here in New York. It's really, maybe the aliens should visit here. Specifically, come here to New York and try to help sort some of the stuff going on out here. We could use some of that technology, actually. If I have to choose between taking the D train or the A train and a spaceship that can get me from, like, Times Square to, you know, Lower Manhattan in, like, 3 seconds, I'm going to go with the spaceship. So maybe incorporate some of that into our lives. So on that note, this has been another edition of Glenn's Talking Man from New York. In the podcast notes, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. If you'd like to donate a little something, something to the podcast host, you can find me on Venmo with the handle @ManGlenn, man with two N's, Glenn with two N's. Thank you and take care.